So, the developmental part?
The basic crux of my work is to show that the creative intelligence of the universe is working with us in our mind, creating thoughts out of our sense perceptions, creating intuitions out of higher orders of thinking in relationship to that, to get us into the creative, aesthetic mind, in the space between the thought and the intuition. It is the creative aesthetic mind which raises us up from a human being to a divine being,
okay,
who knows about our immortality while we're still living in this body.
The development process is always doing that. The problem is, as human beings, we're not participating. We're ignoring.
We're not consciously participating.
Right, so the dream work we want to, it's going on all the time. Every single thought I have is prompting me towards my higher self, but since I have free choice as a human being, I'm choosing to ignore it. I'm using my power to actually stop the process or go down.
Yeah.
So dream work, we want to...
Because I'm dull-minded.
Right.
Because it says in here, so the dull-minded yogi falls out of the great sky.
Dull-minded meaning he's not willing to either acknowledge or be part of that development process.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it. It's happening all the time. The dream work, what? We want to be conscious of it, is what you're saying?
We want to be conscious of it, and we want to volunteer by the intent of our will to stay there in that place rather than being conned into going back into the thought process.
It's, in a funny way, it's not even part of the developmental process. We're at a point in evolution where we now have to make the choice. If we do nothing, we just stay judged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The process of evolution is
that's
more
a choice.
So we as an individual now, animals don't have that choice. They can't, they're just, we as a, we have to be in a position of choice and consciousness.
Right.
So I mean, that's really the phase.
Yeah. I want to leave this sentence out. Animals don't have that choice.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of people who say, well, how do you know that they don't have that choice? I mean, and that gets them all distracted.
Okay, human beings have that. Human beings have that choice.
Human beings have that choice.
We can do it for our advantage or against ourselves.
And that they can actually realize, and what I think, Sahadev, is in this state that you actually achieve by formulating the intention to like Guru Sena with enthusiasm, that what you do is you experience the divine nature of yourself more than just the human nature.
Because you move to a higher perspective.
Yeah, you get a higher perspective, you get a higher awareness, you feel yourself capable of doing more, you feel yourself lighter, you feel yourself less burdened. And really what's going on is the creative intelligence of all reality is doing all of this stuff automatically for us. And when we cooperate, then we just have to sit back and watch it happen. You know, we don't even really have to do it, which is a thing that you like a lot.
No. Okay, but the point, before you cooperate, here's the thing with Dreamer, before you cooperate, you have to be in a position to cooperate. You have to know how to cooperate. That's what dream work is.
That's right.
But I can't cooperate if I don't know... The brain work allows you, gives you the precision which, how you can cooperate. What exactly?
The words that you use there, Jonathan's been working with me in the brain work for about 8 years, 7 years, maybe. But the precision gives you the tools to work with precision.
To make a choice.
Right. So, he says, when... Then in that great sky, when the sun and the moon dissolve away, the dull-minded yogi is cast down into a state like that of deep sleep. That's how we live most of the time.
Deep sleep.
Like in a state
unconscious. Of
deep sleep, we're unconscious of what we're doing, what's going on.
What our choices are, what's going on.
The awakened, however, remains lucid. This whole scripture, it's only like 3 pages. But this whole scripture is like a map of the whole dream world. Function, what's going on here. And then the way that he says...
is this the Spandakarikas or something?
Yeah, Spandakarikas. This alone is the attainment of the nectar of immortality. This indeed is to catch hold of oneself. This statement right there See, when Ugra is saying it, it's saying, I want you to put this in there. And when he says that in the dream, you actually let go. You actually did completely let go, even though you don't remember it. And that's how we get the creative energy to keep going every day, is that this stuff wakens that up. And if I took you back through the process, and said, what happened when he said that, you would tell me about your reaction. And then I would say, well, what happened right before you reacted? And I would get you to go back in your memory, and people have done that with me. And they go back where they fall into that space between the thoughts. And they say, oh my God, wow, how the hell did you get me into here? This is amazing. And they say, did you know what you were doing? And I say, well, what the hell do you think I'm doing? Well, of course I knew what I was doing. But, and that space is so small, it's called the infinitesimal. It's smaller than the smallest. You know, it's exactly what the scriptures...
Well, I said to you, you know, my intuition said that, you know, maybe it's okay if we put the moldy blue cheese and everybody will be fine and...
Yeah.
They might be happy and, you know...
And what the dream work is about teaching is that that intuition is always a higher hypothesis to the hypothesis. The hypothesis is, I don't like Ugra saying that, I don't want to do anything he tells me. And because he wants the blue cheese in there, I'm just going to say no, and I don't care, I'm going to carry it all the way to Gurumayi, and she's going to say what I want her to say. so that I can have what I want in the face with this Uber saying. But you hear this intuition saying, maybe it's okay to do that. But then in order to get it, you have to say, you have to know what's going on here. And the knowledge of what's going on here is that Uber saying it is trying to get you to recognize a need that he has that he doesn't know how to express. And that he actually needs you to like him. It wasn't even about whether to put the blue cheese
in.
That was only a front. The real thing was about whether he likes you or not. So to catch hold of oneself in that moment where that intuition is coming alive, this is the initiation of Nirvana, which bestows Shiva's true nature. And this is what we want. And so you got a taste of what you look like as Shiva. Dominic did too. That's a taste of what you look like.
Loving
Shiva.
A lawyer.
Okay. Now.
Woman in white, right?
Right.
Okay.